In For the Record 724, we examined the possibility that Julian Assange may actually have been a member of the Santa Kitten and Park Association, also known as the Family, not to be confused with the right-wing Christian organization in the U.S. that also uses the name the Family. In a Time magazine review of the WikiLeaks documentary, WikiLeaks film, Julian Assange and the Fifth Estate, Richard Corliss writes as follows on September 8th of 2013. Tall, drawling, and white-maned, he has dyed his hair ever since being inducted into an Australian cult as a child. Assange radiates a star quality that impresses all spectators, especially himself. This is not a sourced allegation. I would note that Laura Poitras and Sarah Harrison and Jacob Applebaum and Peter Sundy, the founder of the Pirate Bay, whose servers hosted WikiLeaks, are all in Germany. Sundy worked for Siemens, which is inextricably linked with German intelligence. In that context, the following from Deutsche Welle of January 27th of 2014 is interesting. Snowden asks how reasonable, unquote, it is to assume that only Merkel was tapped. And this talks about the fact that, according to Snowden, the BND can access the NSA's X-Keyscore database. And as we have looked at in For the Record program number 765, the quote, NSA is, quote, the BND is, quote, as bad as the NSA. Why are all of these people, Harrison, Applebaum, Laura Poitras, and Peter Sunday, why are they all in Germany if the NSA is BND is just as bad and has access to the X Keyscore database? I think it is because they are working for German intel. There are several more points of information here. Snowden says NSA engages in industrial espionage. TV by Eric Kirschbaum of Reuters, January 26th, talks about the NSA spying on Siemens. And that, in turn, has furthered outrage in Germany. Also, The Great Escape, How the NSA is Driving Companies Out of U.S. Clouds by Serdar, S-E-R-D-A-R, Yegulap, Y-E-G-U-L-A-L-P, from InfoWorld of January 27th. Siemens, that basically developed the Stuxnet software. And again, this TV interview furthered outrage in Germany, and is also going to be brought up by Angela Merkel when she visits Obama. I would also note that Edward Snowden, as reported in the Raw story of January 26th, 2014, is attacking the Five Eyes Alliance between the English-speaking countries. Inclusion in the Five Eyes Alliance was one of the things that Angela Merkel is quietly pushing for behind the scenes and that Obama has resisted. All of this is in the description for the Record 771, and will be available when it is published shortly. That's all we have time for. Be sure to tune in for the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, boys and girls. Remember, boys and girls, Eddie's not like those other spooks. They're scary and mean. Eddie is your friend. That concludes For the Record program 771, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, Part 13, Beware of Libertarians Bearing Gifts, subtitled The 1934 Coup Attempt Redux. I'm Dave Emery. Thanks for listening. The bundle.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Up next, we have the old codger filling in for Mike the Barber tonight. Stay tuned.
A big hurry coming out that apartment house last night. Oh, did you see me? Sure, I seen you almost broke my leg and come out ruining the janitor.
Oh, yeah?
Sure you did. And who was that man running behind you, Jimmy, trying to catch up with you?
Oh, that must have been my friend, Clarence.
Well, if it was your friend, Jimmy, why didn't you let him caught up with you?
Oh, man, that's my best friend. He must have been trying to catch me.
Well, Jimmy, it tell me you go around to his house a lot.
I do. I go to see his wife and him all the time.
Yes, but what was that shiny thing you had in his right hand waving at your coattail, Jimmy?
Oh, I must have left something. And he was trying to give it to me.
Yes, if he'd have given you what he was waving at your coattail with, Jimmy, he would have cut your friendship out.
Oh, come on, let's play piano.
Well, good evening, everybody. Which is to say, everybody out there who's listening, and those who aren't listening, well, I say to the people who are not listening to this program, the old gods who fear the internet, those people not listening, I say a pox upon their house. A pox. Yes, the kind of pox that is fatal. Because if these people don't suffer from a fatal pox, then they are left alive, and then they are a plague upon humanity. Now, those of you who are listening, welcome to the program. I'm sure there's over 120 of you out there, because that's the size of the old Godger mailing list. Yes, I have a mailing list, and you could be on it. Every time I do a radio program, 1 week in advance, I mail out postcards to my mailing list. So, if you would like to, I'll get to the music in a second. Sorry, I had this intro planned just to explain who I am and how you can get on my mailing list so you don't miss my upcoming appearances on WFMU. If you want to get on the mailing list, you will have to send $100 to my bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange, New Jersey. It's got to be cash. I don't accept checks or money orders. Got to be something that can't be traced. $100 cash will cover, I figure, 60 years worth of postal charges to mail out the postcards to you for the next 60 years. That includes, of course, I'm allowing for some increases in postal rates. So to get me the $100 to get on the old codger mailing list, you can mail it to me on Springdale Avenue in East Orange, New Jersey, or you can drop it off, stop by my bunker. My bunker on Springdale Avenue. If I'm not home, there's a, you'll see, to the left of the front door, there's a milk box right down there, a little metal box, milk box. That's where the milkman leaves my bottles of milk. You can put the money in there. If you see any milk in there, don't take it. I need it for my Wheaties. So that, anyway, so that's how you get on the old codger mailing list. Now, I want to say that I'm here this week, and I'll be here next week as well. That's right, 2 weeks in a row. You are blessed with my presence. To what do you owe this magnificent gift, you're probably thinking? Blind luck. That's right. The fellow who usually hosts this program, what's it called, the reprehensible old record program or something, the fellow who usually hosts it, very tragic. He fell down a manhole. And they estimate it will take 2 weeks to extricate him. Or maybe 1 week to get him out and another week to recover. That's right, he fell down a manhole. He hurts himself. Could break something. Of course, it'll also take him that long to find his 78 RPM records, which I have relocated for him, of course, to protect him while he's recovering. Because he won't be around to guard them. His musical tastes are okay, but he's not quite up to the standards of this program. That's right. In a recent poll, 6 out of 5 listeners agree the old codger's music tastes fresher, smells better, and my platters spin at the correct number of revolutions per minute. The guy who usually does the show, he plays records that spin at 68 RPM. Anyway, we opened up the program with Django Reinhardt. He did not have the requisite number of fingers, but he was still a pretty good guitar player. Django Reinhardt did Parfum, and then we heard Clarence Williams and James P. Johnson with How Can I Be Blue. I got both of those from my great old buddy, Dr. Bop, who has a great 70 RPM record collection of R&B, and he's been letting me borrow discs from time to time. Okay, moving right along. This is the old codger here on WFMU filling in, and I'll be here for a whole hour, and next week as well.
Last night I saw up on the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away. When I came home last night at 3, the man was waiting there for me. But when I looked around the hall, I couldn't see him there at all. Go away, go away, don't you come back anymore. Go away, go away, and please don't slam the door. Last night I saw up on the stair a little man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
Go away. out in Juja land, in a forest fine and grand, miles and miles above the sea, stands the mighty Juja tree, the Juja tree, the Juja tree, the finest tree that you ever did see. Last July it grew so high, it poked a hole through the bright blue sky. Sailors say when they're down that way, from 2 till 3:30. On its branches big and strong, prehistoric animals are shuffling along, and they keep on shuffling, shuffling, shuffling up the Juja tree. Its trunk's the most gigantic size, you just can't believe your eyes. Little doggies whoop with glee when they see the Juja tree, the Juja tree, the Juja tree, the finest tree that you ever did see. Last July it grew so high, it poked a hole through the bright blue sky. Sailors say when they're down that way, from 2 till 3:30. You'll see Tarzan of the Apes with a big banana and a lovely bunch of grapes, and he keeps on climbing, climbing, climbing up the Juja tree. A nice pink elephant you will see, shouting I'm a fairy as he flips from tree to tree, and he keeps on flitting, flitting, flitting up the Juja tree. The big baboon with purple patch is yelling to his lady lover, won't come up and scratch, and he keeps on yelling, scratching, yelling up the Juja tree. Juja maidens, young and fair, only wear a necklace to protect them from the air, and they keep on shivering, shivering, shivering up the Juja tree. You'll see things that don't seem true. If you don't believe them, well, you know what you can do. You can keep on climbing, climbing, climbing up the Juja tree. Tree, the finest tree that you ever did see. Last July it grew so high, it poked a hole through the bright blue sky. Sailors say when they're down that way, from 2 till 3:30. Beneath that tree don't dare to stop, pennies down from heaven isn't what the birdies drop. You must keep on moving, moving, moving from under the Juja tree.
listen, cousin, what goes on with that look in your eye? What's buzzing, cousin? Does it mean what it think I imply? Now what's ticking, chicken? What gives out with that cute little grin? What's knitting, kitten? How's about, am I out, am I in? Oh, come on, let's have our fling. We know that spring has sprung. Ask your mother to hold her tongue. She had a feller when she was young. What's buzzing, cousin? What you say to a cuddle or two? What's cutting button? What's dunking pumpkin? What's buzzing, cousin? Oh, baby, what goes with you?
Are we in our say? What is there a buzzing, cousin?
I want you on my family tree.
Oh, what is there a buzzing, cousin?
Look here, are you giving the business to me?
No, no, no. What's so classy, chassy?
What a cue for a beautiful thrill.
Say, what's so yummy, mummy?
Say, would you swap? I won't, for I will.
Wish I knew just how to say, come kiss me in Hawaiian.
Oh, me, kissy, missy, okie dolie, hunky dolie. You can't kill a guy for trying.
Hey, what is there a buzzing, cousin?
You got oomph with a capital O.
Say, what's newsy, Susie?
What's cozy, Rosie? What's ducky, wacky? What's tutti, frutti? What's hotsy, totsy? What's boogie, woogie? Oh, baby, what's with you?
This is the old Dodger hosting this evening on the radio here. I'm filling in for the Ragged Phonograph Hour, which took over for Max Antique Phonograph Hour, which took over for me. I used to host a regular program on this station, and now they don't let me do a regular program, but I am great, 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 great grandfathered in. So they have to let me do shows every once in a while. They can't fire me. Well, let's see. We just heard from Cab Calloway. Cab Calloway with What's Buzzing, Cousin. This is WFMU, by the way, in case you're wondering what this musical magic that you're hearing. It's on WFMU. Other radio stations do not play this music, ever. They try. I've heard some of the fakers, the posers, who claim they're playing like the old-time music, and they always end up playing that crappy big band music with Glenn Miller, that sort of stuff. So we don't play that crap here. Anyway, before Cab Calloway, Chin's Calypso Sextet, which vocal by the great Mr. Bedassa, and that song was called Industrial Fair. George Formby, pardon me, I'll take a sip of my fine chuck full of nuts coffee here. That's delicious. Just the way I like it. George Formby did the Juja Tree. And before that, Eugene Wright and his Dukes of Swing did Pork and Beans. And the set opened up with Mildred Bailey and the little man who wasn't there. Now, I hope you're listening closely to this program because it's only going to last an hour. And then, maybe you're thinking if you miss part of it, you know, you come in late, whatever, that you listen to it later in the, what they call the WFMU program archives. Well, no, you can't do that. Because this program will not be in the WFMU archives ever. I do not allow it. They require my permission. I own the copyright on this program. And they give me this permission form. They always leave it for me every week and when I'm here, and I refuse to sign it. In fact, you know what I do? This is what I do. What I do. Spit on it! And then I give it to him with my big... my saliva, where there should be a signature. They can keep their damn internet archives and their smarty phones. Anything I can do to frustrate their nefarious schemes. And by they, I mean the hippies. The hippies in the executive suites here. I know that may seem like a contradiction. Hippies in the executive suites. But the hippies have grown up and they've taken over the asylum. They run the place. I must say, though, that the hippies here at WFMU, at least they smell better than the hippies did 40 years ago. Because now they have something called the norms, the station norms. It's a policy, and it says there in the norms, I read it once, I think it was in paragraph 7, that each staff member is required to take at least a bath every week. I don't think they do it communally. I hope not. I don't even want to picture that. Anyway, I do the show once, that's it. It's gone. I thought maybe it's reverberating through outer space. Perhaps in 200 light years, little green men on Saturn with 6 legs and 12 ears are listening. And if they are, I'm sure they're enjoying it. But if you miss any part of this program, you are doomed to have gaps in your musical knowledge. You can never recapture the moments you lose on this program. So you must pay very close attention to the entire 60 minutes that I'm on the air. Because if I ever meet you and you ask me a question like, Kaja, I missed several songs you played because I had to answer the phone, or go to the bathroom, or go get a beer, or fight with my wife. Well, if that happens, I cannot forgive you. And isn't that what matters most to you? My forgiveness? Yes. There is something that matters a little bit more. And that is the music of this program. And it's all on 78 RPM records only. I play 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. So, no CDs, no vinyl LPs, no cassettes, no 8-tracks, no digital MP3s, nothing. We just have 78s. And here's a great one right now from Sidney Bechet.
Thank you.
the lady's lover now. Keeps his pockets full of mirrors, he's pop bow wow. He went into a cabaret to see Miss Jenny dance. Jenny stepped right up and said, you have no chance. There'll be no doings here before you pay. No dance, prancing till the break of day. I know there's lots of girlies you may charm and long to hold them close up right in your arms. But here's a lesson that was taught to me. You cannot eat and sleep on mirth and glee. Goodbye, and please don't call at all. There'll be no freebies at Miss Jenny's ball. Every time I step up on that ballroom floor, there's a certain brother here that asks for more. I see you gotta get your toes, because you're acting mighty bold. Sweet papa, proper talking man. Now bring your bucks and bucks aplenty. Here's my hand. I'll take from a dollar to a quarter, from a quarter to a frying pan. I need to do, mean I do. I've got no time to bill that cool. There be no freebies at Miss Jenny's ball. There'll be no doings here before you pay. No dance, prancing till the break of day. I know there's lots of girlies you may charm and long to hold them close up right in your arms. But here's a lesson that was taught to me. You cannot eat and sleep on mirth and glee. Goodbye, and please don't call at all. There'll be no freebies at Miss Jenny's ball.
Mama don't allow no alto playing in here. Mama don't allow no alto playing in here. Benny don't care what mama don't allow, blow his alto anyhow. Mama don't allow no alto playing in here. Playing in here. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here. Bobby don't care what mama don't allow, blow his trumpet anyhow. Mama don't allow no trumpet playing in here. Mama don't allow, play his xylophone anyhow. Mama don't allow no xylophone playing in here. Mama don't allow no trombone playing in here. Mama don't allow no trombone playing in here. Vic don't care what mama don't allow, blow his trombone anyhow. Mama don't allow no trombone playing in here. ¶¶
Mama don't allow no 88 in here. Mama don't allow no 88 in here. But I don't care what mama don't allow. Beat this 88 anyhow. Mama don't allow no 88 in here.
I got tangled up in the old doormat, fell flat as I could be. I had me a little old bottle of rum, and I didn't have any more. The cap flew off when I went down, and I filled it in the floor. A rat came out of his hiding place, he got that whiskey scent. He ran right up in, he got a little shot, and back his holy went. Back to his holy wind, right back to his holy wind. He ran right up in, he got a little shot, and back to his holy wind. The rat came out of his hole again, he sidled up to the rum on the floor. Was a little bit shy, but he winked one eye, and he got him a little bit more. He didn't go back to his hole that time, but he stayed by the pool of gin. He said, doggone my Popeye's soul, I'm gonna get drunk again. He washed his face with his front feet, and on his hind legs sat with a twisted smile and a half-closed eye. Says, where's that doggone cat? And he didn't go back to his hole. He said, doggone my soul, I'm only a rat, but a doggone cat can't run me back to my hole. His little old eyes began to shine, and he laughed up more and more. And it made me glad that I had stumbled and spilled it on the floor. But soon the puddle of rum was gone, and there wasn't any more gin. The little old rat was a-having a time when the old tomcat came in. The cat made a pass, and the rat made a dash, his boldness faded thin. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober, ran back to his hole again. Ran back to his hole again. Ran back to his hole again. The cat jumped over and the rat got sober, ran back to his hole again.
Thank you.
of so much good music, and I only have 60 minutes to play it in. I brought down 48 70 RPM discs. I'm only going to get to play about 15 of them. I know it, because I talk too much. Well, I've got a lot to say. That's part of the program, too, you know. They give me a microphone here, and they want me to use it. So, what can you do to the microphone? You can talk into it. You can sing into it if you like. I'll sing. He's a devil in his own hometown. And a devil. He's as funny as a clown. Spends a 5 cent piece. Thinks nothing of it. Pants all creased. A red vest above it. And when it comes to women, oh, he's a devil in his own hometown. Yes, I could do that too. That's great music too. That was sung by, who sang that? Billy Murray sang that in 1915. He's a devil in his own hometown. I don't have the recording with me, but I remember it because I've only heard it 300 times in my life. Well, in that, set of music, we finished up with Pete Johnson and Wiley's Boogie. And before that, Blanche Calloway. She was the sister of Cab. She had her own orchestra called Blanche Calloway and her orchestra. And we heard Line of Jive. Dixon Brothers sang Intoxicated Rat. Julia Lee and her boyfriends did Mama Don't Allow It. Mamie Smith with There'll Be No Freebies at Miss Jenny's Ball. And Sidney Bechet with Jungle Drums. We got time for a few more. 78. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I'm filling in for the Ragged Phonograph Hour tonight. And I'll be here next week as well, next Tuesday, 8 o'clock, on WFMU. I want to say hello to Dr. Bopp, who gave me some 78s for tonight's program. And, of course, I want to say hello to my agent, Lola Bell Pancake. She's out there always listening. If you want to book the old codger, that's me, for the personal appearances in your town, special events, special occasions, birthday parties, whatever, contact my agent, Lola Bell Pancake. She's in the phone book. Her talent agency is called the International House of Pancake. It's on Route 22 in Union, New Jersey. Lola Bell's been around, she's been around a long time. She's been my agent for 50, 60 years. She used to have one of the most illustrious client rosters in vaudeville, but there's very little call for her more illustrious vaudeville clients because most of them are dead. But in my mind, vaudeville lives on. I know you probably think that's pathetic, but you're pathetic because you can't imagine vaudeville living on. But it's always alive in my head. Stay out of my head, okay? Yes, and stay out of my face, too, while you're at it. Well, anyway, I'm the old codger. I'll be here next week as well, filling in for Ragged Phonograph Hour. Next week on the program, in addition to having lots of great music, I plan to discuss, because so many people have asked, I will be talking about my vital organs, specifically the non-vital ones, tonsils, appendix, gallbladder, and spleen. That'll be on next week's program. And now, back to the wonderful music and the old casual radio program on WFMU.
I'm words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off of my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a ball. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum. You're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Vendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's fated soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a coolie scholar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama. You're Whistler's mama. You're Camembert. You're repose. You're Inferno's Dante. You're the nose on the great Durante. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, de trop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're a Waldorf salad. You're the top. You're a Berlin ballad. You're the basic brand of a lady and a gent. You're an old Dutch master. You're Mrs. Astor. You're Pepsodent. You're romance. You're the steps of Russia. You're the pan on a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Drift apart. I can't forget you, though I try.
Mayor Dent will be the last Zimmy's RPM record of tonight's program. There'll be another program next week. I'll be filling in for the Ragged Phonograph Hour again on Tuesday night. This is the old codger. So we just heard from Fats Waller and Numb Fumbling from 1928. Before that, Ruth Etting. Yes, Ruth Etting. Every program got to have Sophie Tucker or Ruth Etting, one of my old girlfriends. Yeah, Ruth Etting and I had a smoking romance going on. Until we were split apart by Mo the Gimp Snyder, her gangster boyfriend who came after me with an ice pick. Ah, he didn't catch me, though, but I stayed away from Ruth after that. Anyway, Ruth Etting sang Lonesome and Sorry, and before that, the great Cole Porter singing You're the Top. So, stay tuned for goddamn Dave Hill here on WFMU East Orange. Well, I read all this. Used to just be WFMU. That was it. Now it's not enough. WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online, WFMU.org, and broadcasting to distant planets throughout the galaxy. This is the old codger. I'll be back next week at this time. Goodbye.
What am I doing wrong? Oh, there we go. That's what I meant. Let's start it over. If you like professionalism, you've come to the right place. Cutting into my show now. I'll play a little bit more in a little bit, some Danzig or something when I'm ready. When I'm good and ready. All right. Can you feel it? Anyway, hello and welcome to the goddamn Dave Hill Show with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland. Walking Miracle, Charm School Dropout, and so much more. Hi, how are you? I'm incredible. Thanks so much for asking, and thanks for joining me once again here for the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now in its sixth exhilarating month, and coming to you as always live from beautiful, scenic, majestic, kind of scented, I guess? Jersey City, New Jersey, home of the stars, where once again it's so hot outside I can barely bring myself to do anything but put on my hot pants and open a sexy car wash with an unpredictable hose. But first, I've got to mesmerize you with three unstoppable hours of some of the most gravity-defying radio you're likely to hear this side of the Mexican border, frankly. We have an action-packed